to the cinematic world of movies.
Any questions?
We're about to go down into some awesome cinematic experience like never before. My name is Focus, the Radio Dark Knight, and you know I'm not alone in the studio. If I am, something is definitely wrong. I got to my left,
Chinatu, aka Ant-Man, aka Sidekick.
And we have
Darkon, aka Most Beautiful, aka Never Give Up, aka I'm on the Show, aka Sometimes Radio Jargon.
Please, we take God beg you. Always start with Radio Dragon. just because of the movie show, just always start with Radio Dragon. Okay, so guys, you can be part of the show. All you have to do right now is go straight to WhatsApp on 0809992075. You can call us up on 0946009 or 0709222396. Today we are going to be looking at God, please. Movies we can only watch once. They are good movies, they are great movies, they are awesome movies, but we cannot watch them for a second time. It's either they are emotionally exhausting, they are too long. Some movies are like 4 hours long. Mm-hmm. Let's use example of old movies. Irishman.
I will never watch again.
So, like, you see the Irishman, I can never watch the Irishman fully again, like from start to finish. But there are scenes in the Irishman that I will always go back to. So that is what we'll be talking about today. Great movies, good movies, awesome movies that you only want to watch once. You can recommend, in short, there are those kind of movies that when you watch them, you'll be angry at the people that recommended the movie. Not because they are bad, but because it's either they're too long, or maybe you watch them and you're like, hey!
Hey. This guy can't die.
Like watching a horror movie for a second time.
Some movies you don't want to have that experience again. You want to live through that experience for a second time. So that is what we'll be talking about today. We'll be checking out movies that are good, but we only can watch them once.
Okay, what before if you are bad?
We're talking about good movies.
Oh, but I have a good list.
You have a good list, Abby? And the big one just joined us right now. So that is what we're going to be checking out. But for now, let's go and see what's happening in the world of movies. We're going to news right now. So stick around.
Big news in entertainment this week. Big news.
Straight into the world of movie news right now. We know the biggest one that happened yesterday for us has to be the Ikorodu Boys. So Netflix happened to send the Ikorodu Boys some upgrade tech equipment for their shooting and editing. I mean, that is awesome.
Beautiful. I saw the video. They were so excited. Wow. You know, lovely.
So yeah, you know the Ikorodu Boys now, they've been doing all this
parody videos,
you know, of music videos, of movie trailers and all that. And when they were recognized by the Russo brothers and Chris Hemsworth in the last one they did for Extraction, Netflix decided to, you know, bless these boys with some upgraded equipment so they can continue doing what they do, their shooting and their editing.
But don't you think that would spoil the fun?
I thought that as well, but no. I mean, the element of movie making is large. So when you talk about location, costuming, and you know, acting and all that thing. Uh-huh. So now they're just going to use better equipment to shoot those parody
videos. But the costumes remain.
Everything remains.
It has to remain.
It's just.
There's something more to this whole story. The great Kule Afolayan has taken them under his wings.
Oh, nice. I think it's actually favorable to Kule himself and not the boys.
I'm just going to put this out there. I mean, I like Kule Afolayan's work. You get, I appreciate it. But I mean, he's been seeing these boys since now. Is he because Netflix now? You know, people only...
Yes.
It's typical. Yes. Most Nigerian celebrities already knew these boys existed.
Exactly.
But the moment Chris Hemsworth made a statement about it, Today Ed Not came out. Okay, well, Today Not have been supporting them,
has been posting their video,
but
yes.
The rest of them, every other person, oh my god, Ikorodu Boys, oh my god,
yes, especially
I come from Ikorodu myself,
especially the movie part. I mean, I said this when Netflix recognized, I said, we didn't see any actor, you know, anybody from the movie industry in Nigeria, you know, support or repost these guys, even when they did the one for Money Heist, it was the Money Heist guys, the professor, them, and Tokyo, that were reposting, you know, retweeting their video. No Nollywood person did that, so now these guys are getting international recognition from Netflix. Netflix and this thing, and everybody's doing, you know, it is our own. Exactly. I hate that.
What do you expect from a bunch of people who will readily say, pray for France, pray for Beirut, pray for Lebanon,
yes,
and never ever say, pray for Kaduna, pray for Borno, pray for Nigeria? That's what you expect.
That's what you get.
About chasing.
Okay. Let's jump into some other news. This will be heartbreaking for a lot of people like me. It was heartbreaking when I read the news. Right now, Avatar, The Last Airbender creators who were attached to the Netflix live-action series have departed from the project.
Why?
Netflix agreed to some particular things they were to bring in to do for the live-action series. And Netflix, it's as if they had creative differences and some things were unprofessional and they had to like pack their load and go. And this is the original, like these guys, this is Michael Dante and the other guy called Bran Kinozo, something like that. Like, so they've been on the project for 2 years for Netflix to do the live action series. But right now they just say we not do again and they just pack their load. So now.
Maybe person don't tie red cloths for their matter.
Well, they've been on the cartoon version.
They are the creators of the cartoon version, and
I don't know what the whole issue is with not wanting. Let me use the term showrunners, people who own these properties, to express themselves in doing the things that they want to do. Yes. It has messed up a lot of programs, a lot of shows, a lot of movies already. So suddenly. My hopes are like this. They're down.
Yeah.
They're totally down concerning this.
It is a painful something. Yeah. More news. Okay, so we know since 2014 or so, we're hearing that there was going to be a reboot for The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah.
Right now, there is a version online. It came out last year and it was made by Morgan Cooper. He did a drama version of Prince of Bel-Air.
Hmm.
When he released the trailer, everybody was like, man, like, we like the idea where this is coming from. You get, it's not the comedy, but this is serious now. And it has more real life themes and all that. So after he did that, Will Smith saw it and was like, man, he was really impressed with the stuff. Now they've officially greenlit the project with Will Smith, executive producing
the movie.
The series.
Okay, so it's no longer Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, it's just Prince of Bel-Air.
It's called Bel-Air.
Oh, God.
You guys need to check out the trailer to appreciate this other side. I saw the trailer and I was like, wow, like, I never imagined, like, it was more serious, you know. They saw a gun in his bag and everything, so his mom had to send him to his uncle and everything was just so serious. So like, that's the version they're going for, and Will Smith really loved it. And he has put his blessing.
Please, what is the opening theme song going to be now?
Now this is a story.
I mean, Bel-Air can't feel like Bel-Air if there isn't that opening theme,
Look what Justice.
But would you say it's a lack of ideas or?
No. It's reimagination.
Okay.
You get, it's reimagination. And I mean, I'm open to something reimagining and see how else they can play with it. So let's see how it goes when they start producing. Still talking about producing right now. Sweet news to everybody's ear that loved The Witcher. Yes, The Witcher Season 2 has officially continued production.
We are happy.
You know, COVID-19 made the production to stop because some cast even caught the virus. But right now, it was supposed to start like next week, but it started this week. So it has started ahead of schedule. So,
thank God.
So very, we'll see The Witcher. The Witcher will come sooner than expected. Okay, still on some more cinematic movie news right now. There's a report that the official title for Spider-Man 3 is Spider-Man Homesick.
Because he's running up and down
So you know, Homecoming, then Far From Home. So there's a rumor right now that the third movie is going to be Spider-Man Homesick. And you know why it's funny? Because there was a time in our movie group where we were like, what would this be called, Spider-Man? And
come out from homesick,
you know, her home address and all that thing. We're doing a lot of Spider-Man jokes, and now one of them have stuck.
Let's see how that goes.
Still on Disney right now, Disney has secured a China release for Mulan.
They done made their money.
You know, we know China is the biggest market for Hollywood when it comes to, you know, their movies and everything. And they only have 10 spots for Hollywood movies every year. So Disney still releasing Mulan in Europe and other parts of, you know, the world on Disney Plus. They have secured the China market, so it's going to be, you know, lucrative for them.
Smart move. Smart, it is. Me, especially because Mulan is a folk hero in China.
In China.
Although it might not be real, I don't know if it's true or not.
They say it's true.
It's a true story, okay. Anyways, but let me just ask this before we go. Who do you think is bigger between Mulan and Wong Fei Hung?
Mulan.
Hey, Mulan.
Mulan.
Mulan. No, as per the character
uh-huh.
person in folklore for China.
The Disney, the Mulan is more.
Because there are actually more iterations of Wong Fei Hung than Mulan.
Okay.
You know that, right?
Hold this for me, please.
Because a lot of people have played Wong Fei Hung.
Wong Fei Hung, yes.
What's his name? Donnie Yen has played Wong Fei Hung. What's his name again?
I have no idea.
Jet Li has played Wong Fei Hung. Yeah. So quite a number of movies that you have. But anyways, I'm just saying.
Okay, yeah. What about the IP map?
Oh my God.
Okay, so.
Ip Man is a student of Wong Fei Hung.
Yeah.
So
did you know that?
That's Zuby.
No.
Ip Man was the teacher of Bruce Lee.
Don't
leave me. Zuby. Zuby, leave.
Okay, so when Tron, the movie Tron in 2010 came out, it was met with fair reviews and everything. And we were waiting to see if there would be a sequel, but since then there was no sequel because it was based off, it was a sequel to the 1984 version that Jeff Bridges did. But now we are hearing that Gareth Davis is going to direct a Tron movie and had Jared Leto in it. I mean, I love Tron.
Yeah, Tron.
Which of the Trons? Tron.
All the Tron
Legacy.
All the Tron.
The one.
I didn't see the first Tron.
I saw the first Tron.
When I saw Tron Legacy, I was like, yeah.
The visual aspect was nice. Mad. Story. It was not. It was just meh. But I really enjoyed.
I love the fight scenes. You know,
the blades and everything. It was really awesome. Okay, and finally on our news right now. Did you know that Robert Pattinson tried to hide his Batman audition from Christopher Nolan?
Why?
Because he was on set for Tenet, and then he had to like do, and there's something I need to like very, something I need to go and take care of. It's an emergency, and this is because Nolan said, "You're going for the Batman audition, aren't you?" So it was shocking to him, like, you cannot hide this from me.
I mean, Christopher Nolan is Batman, if you ask me. So, pretty much, he has his hand in, like, almost five Batman
movies. But he should have simply said now. But at the end of the day, the guy knew.
Understand something. This is Hollywood. It's not Nigeria, yes. Where artists can come on set anytime. Mm-hmm. You can literally lose your place for not following the contract.
Yes, mm-hmm. They can just change it for you like that. Anyway, guys, that's the much you can take on the movies. You can go to Twitter on Popcorn and Reels and check out some of the other things, and even check out the open letter that the creators of The Last Airbender dropped for the fans and apologizing why they could not continue anymore. But anyway, guys, right now let's get straight to the sweet gist of today's matter that happens to be good, great, awesome movies that you can only watch once. Oh my Lord. Entertainment. Still 96.9 Cool FM Radio, 0946009 is the number you can call us up on right now, or you can send a message to WhatsApp. Send a voice note if you want to. What are those movies for you that you can only watch them once? Like if they tell you, "Okay, let's go and watch this movie," you're like, no, enough is enough. Some movies that can be very emotional that you don't want to live through that emotion again. You don't want to cry again. You don't want to hear something like that. All those movies that they are good, but they long die.
Too long.
And you say, "Oh, no, I cannot watch this." Like you see the Ten Commandments, right? I don't know if you watch that movie again. That movie is like 6 hours long.
I've watched it again and again and again.
Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
I cannot watch it again now.
For me,
I've watched it twice, but I cannot watch it again
I
now.
I lost count. I used to literally say what they say. I used to follow them.
Wow.
As in my what they used to say.
I know.
Yeah, you watched it at least 100 times.
Yeah.
100.
Yeah.
Plus 100.
Yeah.
The recent one. There's a recent movie. What's the name of it? The Irishman.
Yes.
And you know the reason why I can only watch this movie just once?
Why?
Duration.
In fact, just take a wild guess. Biggie.
Duration.
No, not the duration. Duration is another one. I know it's 3 hours, just an hour extra.
Irish?
No, you got it right, but thank you for trying. But let me tell you, the simple fact that Robert De Niro ended up having to kill Al Pacino in the same movie. And you know, the way it played out was so you wouldn't have expected it. Because when he came in, he was like, okay, this is a setup. Let's go. As soon as he said,
let's go, he turned back.
I was like, no. I didn't know when I shouted, oh boy.
even though that wasn't what he said, we know what he said.
No.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so that's what we are talking about. I mean, like, Al Pacino killed De Niro in Heat.
Yes. Talk about vengeance.
I enjoyed The Godfather, but it's too long. There are so many parts.
So you know what The Godfather
is? I can't watch it a second time. I loved it. I enjoyed it, but I can't.
No, okay. You have to take it in small doses.
I honestly don't think there's anybody I know in this life who sat down and watched Godfather straight.
I did, actually.
You did?
I did, yes. I did.
My auntie had the box set.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3. I started following him from when it was Don Vito and
Corleone. Yeah.
But by the time he became Don Vito Corleone,
yeah.
I wasn't interested again. I'm like, okay, I'm done. I don't want to hear about Sonny and his children. Because for me, the most Godfather was
Corleone, yes.
And that was Marlon Brando. That was it for me. After then,
everything else was secondary.
So what's your own? Now, today we are mentioning top. I said five originally, but should we make it five or three?
Three.
Wow. Okay.
Three.
All right. Start sending in your messages, and you can call us up right now. We are live on Instagram at Popcorn and Reels. And yes, if you're wondering why it is clear, it's because we borrow phone to do it, and it's Dokon's phone, so our camera is very sharp. You know, now even me, I'm looking at myself like, I didn't know I was this fresh.
I think one movie for me that I couldn't see more than once, not because it wasn't good, but because I couldn't put myself through that duration again.
Right? I have my own
Pearl Harbor.
Pearl Harbor! I love it, but I can't watch it a second time.
I think I've watched Pearl Harbor like 3 times.
Oh, really? Strange.
If there is a movie I will never watch again,
John Wick.
They are playing. Oh. They're mad.
Because John Wick is part.
You have to go outside.
John Wick is on your list.
Yes. I mean,
you
Jesus.
Printed it.
Yes.
Why?
Chinatu did not write it. He printed the list.
Yes.
Why would you
John
do
Wick
that?
One, then Artemis Fowl, never again.
Have you seen this movie, Requiem of a Dream?
No, not yet.
God. See, that movie should be showed in schools about drugs, so that you will never in your life, when you hear drugs, you will run. That movie almost scarred me for life.
Wow.
Like, there was a way Darren Aronofsky did normal people that were not eaten by drugs, and how this guy Jared Leto lost his arm.
Talking about methamphetamine, right?
Thinking about it right now, but
crystal meth.
That movie changed my life.
Please, we need to recommend it. Say the title again.
Requiem of a Dream. It's a 2000 movie.
Okay, I know the movie. Dream,
see, you know that. Hey, there's this classic music that, or classical music that we use on. Like anytime I hear,
Beethoven. Or
it's like Beethoven's music. I can't remember, right? But that movie, they should take it. I'm not even talking Nigeria. I'm talking the world. Mm. It should be on every school's musical
curriculum.
Exactly, like they must watch it. When kids see that thing, what drugs
does
you will pack your load and not you will not.
In fact, just your description works for me. I don't need to see.
Doctor, I will give
you
the movie. I will give. I saw that movie when I was in secondary school. I think SS2. I don't want that movie again, but I have it.
There's a movie that I don't want to ever see again. It's a movie that I
Gods of Egypt.
Bluetooth. That's one.
I promise you that if you see that movie, in as much as the movie is as gross as it is, you will not get your eyes off that movie till you are done. It is on record to be one of the grossest, sickest movies ever made. And when I say
tell
sick,
us the movie.
I don't mean like, oh my god, the movie is good.
Yeah.
Like sick.
Sick.
Oh.
Talking about sick.
The name of the movie is The Serbian Movie.
Why? The Serbian movie.
No wonder it's a sick movie.
Yo!
Why would you call the movie The Serbian Movie?
Yo!
The editor was sick.
No, let me explain. The movie is so terrible. I cannot share the details.
Don't share.
I'll still mention some other movies. But for now, let's take some more messages. Let's take messages right now. Don't forget, we're live on Instagram. And somebody, Elfinum, said Interstellar. Interstellar is a great movie, but it's long. So okay. Probably yes, and we did say please when you're mentioning the movies, make sure you mention the reasons why you get. Is it because they are too long? Is it because they mess with your mind? Don't just tell us this and then just keep quiet. So let us know. Let's take messages.
Well, this one is saying, good afternoon, cool guys. Here are the movies that are nice, but is a one-off for me. Black Panther.
What? Why?
No, I think I even know why.
Why?
Because when I watched the movie for the first time, Black Panther, you know, it was like an event. Everybody was there.
Yeah.
Don't you know, as soon as they threw T'Challa off the cliff, people were like, man, what's you hear people mumbling, like, what the hell is this?
The second one is Jack Reacher. Then the third one is Mad Max Fury Road. Yeah.
I think I've seen Mad Max Fury Road 5 times.
No, I like Mad Max Fury Road.
When it came out in 2015, I loved it. I watched it again twice. I watched it twice in cinemas.
I need to see it again.
Ah!
I like the part where they say, you know, like, witness me.
What a day.
Witness, what a day.
What a lovely day. And then he went on to say, Inglourious Bastard.
Sorry, who is this person?
Tony from Lupe.
That is
my number one Tarantino movie for me. In all his 9 movies that he has made, but that's number one for me. I love that movie so much that anytime, and you hear me sometimes, I use Elena. Ever heard of the Bear Jew? You've not heard of Bear Jew?
No.
You've heard of the Bear Jew.
You know you've heard of the Bear Jew.
I mean, there was something so wise in that movie when he told the imposter, Connell or so, how many do you want? He said 3. Can you show me with your fingers?
Fingers.
And I went like this. And I said, no.
The Germans do this.
Don't know why you guys are excited about it.
Because you've not watched it, that's why. It's Tuna.
Maro.
Chinato, have you seen it?
All right, this one is saying, hi, Cool FM. Hi, Focus, guys in the studio. The movie I can watch twice and it's a good movie is Midnight Sun. It's so emotionally draining. I nearly cried. And then he said The Three Idiots. What? I've seen that movie like 5 times.
The Three Idiots. We can understand why you cannot watch
it. Do you know, you saw it 5 times?
And like,
my goodness.
No wonder. That's why you're wearing that hat.
4 times.
I've seen it 3 times.
It's just like girls' strip.
You're not lying.
I'm pretty sure I've seen it like 15 billion times.
What does his hat have to do with the movie?
He thinks he's cool. Just look at him. Instagram people, can you please check this guy out?
Well, if he says he has seen girls' strip 15 times, that explains a lot.
He's seen girls' strip.
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
Just like bodyguards. The Hitman's bodyguard. I mean,
it's a great movie now.
It's nice.
No, some people are attracted to different kinds of comedy. Some people like indirect comedy. Some people like extreme comedy. Mm-hmm. Some people like the kind of Robert De Niro comedy, straight face and still make you laugh.
I haven't seen, let me speak for Nollywood now. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen Living in Bondage. Well, on behalf of those who have seen it, I know they won't watch it this second.
Living in Bondage is like 4 hours long.
Exactly.
It's 4 hours. Not the part two, not Breaking Free. The OG is like 4 or 5 hours long.
Living in Bondage was so long that many people don't realize.
Like you come back home from work, watch it, and then get up and go take a shower.
Many people don't realize that Living in Bondage, the original version, was divided into part one and part two.
Yes.
Many people don't know.
Yes.
If you remember when you were young, Living in Bondage, Living in Action, part one, part two. We literally used it to play back in the day.
It was long. Okay, Miss. I'll just call you Johnson. Said Sheena was another emotional movie that I don't want to watch again. I don't remember Sheena.
Talking about Sheena.
The series, I think.
Sheena. It's S-H-E-E-N-A. I'm trying to
remember. Sheena.
Okay. I remember she was. It had to do with the jungle.
She was riding a zebra, looking kind of a horse.
Her husband,
yes, I think
like
I've seen that movie too.
Old movie.
Okay, more message right here. Somebody said, did I just hear Avatar: The Last Airbender season 4? Originally, they were going to have a season 4 before they decided to make the live action movie, but now Netflix wants to make a live series for it. So yeah, okay. More messages here, and this one said,
Red Sparrow and Anna. That's what this guy said. And then this one is saying, good day, cool guys. Connell from Central Area. Please, where is... Okay.
Where is who? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna keep that to ourselves.
So he's saying Million Dollar Baby is a movie I will only see once.
Million Dollar Baby.
Yeah.
Okay. Actually, saying good afternoon, Focus. There's Adoni.
I didn't know.
From Gwas. For me, is
Gods of Egypt. We said good movies. Gods of Egypt is not a good movie. Gods of Egypt is not a good movie.
Well, would I be insensitive if I said I don't, very insensitive.
Wait.
Harriet.
I enjoyed Harriet, but would you want to see it
again?
No. Okay.
It's something you already, you know everything already in your head, right? I am content with watching it.
I'm shaking my head. Like, I'm considering
Let's take
your
it
point.
Back a bit, like 2 minutes ago. Somebody said they didn't like Anna.
Yes. Okay.
Which of the Annas? Because in the past 10 years, there have been two Annas.
Two Annas, yes.
We're back to this.
Anyway, I think the Anna is talking about is probably Luc Besson's Anna, the recent one. Yes.
Okay.
No.
There's always a movie you guys will always prefer 1950 something.
I wish I could go to Luc Besson's house, sit him down, and say, who gave you money?
Talking about Luc Besson, Lucy is another one I can, and I will never watch that movie in my life again.
But it's
a useless movie though, so it doesn't count.
With Scarlett Johansson?
Yes.
Stop opening your eyes, Zuby. Come on, man!
Wait, let's understand this thing. How can you be so wise, so intelligent, you
became a 16 gigabyte
16 gig!
Hey, I'm going to speak on behalf of all the Lucy fans out there.
Good for you, people.
When you become infinitely wise,
you turn to Flash.
You turn into anything you want to turn into. Simple.
Are you trying to tell me that the entire information of this world was 16 gig?
I can turn into advert if I want.
No, it was a minimized, file or something.
Okay.
Compressed it.
Okay, the same person that said Anna and Red Sparrow said Mad movies almost similar storylines. Red Sparrow is a high budget of Anna, could only watch that once though. Okay. Mm. A message here on our Instagram says, once upon a time in Hollywood took me times to get the whole story.
Thank you.
Watch it for like 2 days.
Interstellar,
too long and confusing sci-fi concept. Mm-hmm. The Irishman, in the end, Al Pacino was killed by De Niro. That's the reason why he's not going to watch it again.
Thank you.
And Tunji Sam said, good afternoon, guys. Mine is Evil Dead, the Nigerian movie. Tomorrow.
Wait, there's an Evil Dead Nigerian movie.
Nigeria version.
It's Nigeria movie. The titles, all the titles.
All the titles.
I don't think we have that title yet.
Yeah, I hope not.
Okay, for me, it's The Sound of Music. When I was younger, there was a family friend, Nanny, that used to watch us, and she would play that movie every time, rewinding every song. Then. And back to the beginning. After like 10 hours of watching, I was scarred for life. Aziz from Musa 2.
Which one?
That nanny was evil.
That nanny was wicked.
No, nanny.
No.
What was she winding the song?
That's something I would do.
What's the title of the movie?
Sound of Music.
Oh.
See, any musical movie I would watch.
Wait,
and watch.
My get mom it, get jumps. It.
At the sound
kept,
of music.
She kept playing the song from the beginning.
Yes.
It's just the same way that parents today carry their iPads and give children Baby Shark. So they kept repeating it. Did you know that, as a matter of fact, I think it's in Vietnam, or I can't remember the country, one of the biggest means of torture was the Sesame Street song.
What Sesame Street song?
They will repeat that song for you again and again and again.
Wow.
They can keep you there for like a month playing Sesame Street. You would just see. I did it.
I can find any song, but
anyway, guys, let's go pay some bills quickly. When we come back, the cinematic world of movies continues right here. Your number one hit music station right now. The movie is going on live and direct. We're live on Instagram, on Popcorn and Reels. You can send a message to WhatsApp 08099920275. Call us up on 09460069. The big one is here. Zuby is here. The Radio Dragon is here. The Radio Dark Knight is here. And Ant-Man also. So keep sending the messages. Let's go.
Good afternoon, cool people. The movies on my list there. He said they are not entirely good. Okay, the good movies for me, one, Blade Runner.
Blade Runner is almost... 3 hours? Yes.
Thereabouts.
And then he said the banker, the Irishman, dragged me to hell.
What dragged me to hell 4 times?
Oh my God.
I needed to overcome the power of the Lamia. I never could.
And the bad movies for me, one, Captain Marvel, Us, Underworld, Last Blood, Black Panther, Happy Death Day 2.
Joke.
And then he said, I really enjoyed Joker, but I'll hardly watch it again. Thank you so much.
I will not. Yeah, not
me
never.
Too. Yeah, uh-huh. Me too.
Just look at you.
Hey guys, Pascal from Luke Bay. He said, one, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, two, The Irishman, and Interstellar.
I know this person's broke. This person's one is length. The duration that all the movies are long.
You know, once upon a time in Hollywood at the moment. Take me about 2 days to finish.
This person said, number one, Requiem of a Dream, 2000, they're Irreversible. I've not seen that.
Matters.
Then Precious. Precious 2009, the one with this girl. Precious.
Monique.
The one with Monique and Mariah Carey. And then he said, Dancers in the Dark.
Kids.
Oh my God, have you seen Kids?
Oh my God.
I say Kids scarred me for life too.
Okay.
I'm plenty scarred. It's a movie talking about kids and just how they are involved in drugs, sex, especially when that was the time when the AIDS pandemic was like really when like this. But Rosario Dawson was in the movie. Okay. I watched the movie, like I was like, hey, Mommy, I will not do drugs. I will not have sex. And wow. I'm keeping to my word. I'm still a yes now.
For me, one of them was, I forgot, continue.
Let's go.
This guy is saying, Dami from Buhari, my number one movie I don't watch to watch
I
twice.
I don't want to watch twice. Okay. It's Mad Max Fury Road. Then I say, man. He said Tofan. All India movies of that year, they long.
I'm sorry, Tofan. I watched
it.
They're like six hours.
Okay, October Kelvin here said, Chinna, to no mind them, Jare. Nice hat.
What? I see my one mommy Gio.
Okay, messages. Okay, we have a call right now. Let's see who we have there. Okay. This phone line. Oh, hello. Hello, what up, Pico? Okay, call us back because we can barely hear any. Okay, so please call us back. 0946009 What are those movies that are good but you can never watch them twice?
I have one.
Chinedu Major from Jabi here say my three mom. Okay, monster movie. No, monster movie was last week now. Okay, let's move on. Yeah, Austin here said good movies. Okay, guys. Good day, guys. It's Austin. Movies that I can't watch twice are Transformers: Age of Extinction.
Okay.
Okay. The Lord of the Rings: The Fellowship of the Ring. Yeah. They're long. Pirates of the Caribbean: At World's End, and then Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yeah, right.
And he went on to say it could have been better. Okay. Talking about Spider-Man, and I said it could have been better if the upcoming Spider-Man should be named based on the 2021 PS5 title, Spider-Man Morales. No,
Morales' story.
Yes. That's his list.
Okay, I've got one.
Mm-hmm.
12 Years a Slave.
Yeah.
I can't see it twice.
Why? Okay, because
I
can't.
Because of how they flog.
No, Peter. This is left to me. I've already seen everything. Like, yeah, okay. Yeah. Do you understand? I didn't have a reason to want to see it again. Because to me, I started watching 12. You know, you're watching a movie.
Mm.
You're like, okay, this movie try. But when is it starting? Then I now saw credits. Have you felt like that in a movie before?
Yes.
Bourne Ultimatum is also another example.
Yes.
Bourne Ultimatum.
You'll be watching the movie like this before the movie. You'll be like, oh, this movie once started. Like,
credits. Eh? Exactly. So two movies did that to me. 12 Years a Slave and Bourne Ultimatum.
Mm.
The one with Jeremy Renner.
Yes.
I'm like, start already. Start, end.
All right, still on WhatsApp. This one is saying,
let's hear you.
Oh, okay.
It's not, he said, Dokkan.
That movie. What movie? You about that. I called you and said, wait, what did I just watch? Focus. I've been waiting for the movie to start. The secretary, the young lady.
Oh, The Assistant.
My God. Don't even see it once. Talk about seeing it again. No.
I can't wait for the movie to start.
No.
Dokkan sounds like she's chewing bread.
Okay, talking about, before we read more messages, any of you seen The Elephant Man 1980?
No,
thank God.
Oh, The Elephant Man with the ugly face.
Yes, it was based on a true life story.
Yeah, I God.
See, you know, I have this thing I always say, people are trash. But if you watch The Elephant Man, you will agree with me. Like this guy was born with, he was disfigured. Like he was born, I can't remember what the name of the condition is, but like he is really disfigured. Based on, like seeing, you need to see how people treated this guy. Hi, people are wicked. Until the point he now found kindness in one hospital in the surgeons. Like it will show you that at the end of everything, but there are still kind people in this life, like God. And to now think, when I was watching the movie, but I almost cried, but then when I realized it was based on a true life, so I said, hey, people wicked. Wow. The Elephant Man was directed by David Lynch.
Okay.
You guys need to see. People wicked.
Yeah.
People are trash. Let's think about message. And the makeup was so good. It was, I think John Hurt was the person that played the Elephant Man. And it was so good, but it was nominated for 8 Academy Award, but not for makeup because they didn't have the category for makeup. Then people now criticize the Oscars. That why would you not recognize this movie for these prosthetics and everything? The next year they now created the category for makeup and hairstyle.
Did they give it to them?
No, they didn't.
No, they can't.
But a movie made a statement.
One movie for me, please. Hot Locker.
Yeah, I love Hot Locker. I watched it Hot Locker 3 times. That's the first place you see Hawkeye and Falcon before they became Avenger. Yeah. So yes, more messages right here on our WhatsApp. Wow, there are plenty. Oh, somebody said Hotel Rwanda. It messed up my mood.
Oh my god!
Uche from Cuba said it messed up his mood.
Okay.
He cannot watch it, or she cannot watch it. Uche, you are a girl or man? I don't know, but the person cannot watch it again because of the mood.
I have one. Schindler's List. This was 19.
Oh. And now I know the reason why we work together.
Thank you.
See, Schindler's List was not even made for entertainment. It was made as a statement.
I think who made that? Was it Steven
Spielberg? It was his film project. His graduating film project.
And the guy made a big statement with that.
But you guys seem to have loved the movie, so why won't you see it a second time?
Because of the Holocaust experience. Yeah. Human beings are wicked in the movie.
It's just like The Platform. Beautiful movie.
But you cannot watch it again.
I think I can't because I went through that.
I wouldn't watch it.
Wait, Vicky is raising his hand.
This is an amazing movie.
Which one?
It's so amazing. Because of its amazingness, I chose not to watch it again so that it maintains. Because you know when you watch a movie second time, you need to see flaws.
Yeah.
Grand Hotel Budapest.
Grand Hotel Budapest.
I chose not to watch it again because I didn't want to see flaws.
I think I've heard. I've seen.
That. I didn't want to see flaws.
Oh, why are you turning? You say it's just there. Look me now. Let me hose you. You are changing advice for you. Okay, somebody, October Kevin said The Hunger Games and Allegiant and Insurgent. Those movies, but after I watched it, I don't watch them again. Dandy EXO said The Way Back, Birds of Prey, and The Invisible Man.
Who was watching
The Invisible Man? I was watching it again with the person. Sha, it's your list, we understand. Mm-hmm. And Debola from Lube said, I want to watch a long time ago. Okay, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I think that's what you want to say. It's so long and emotionally exhausting. And then he said, Blue Valentine. Blue Valentine was grim, depressing, painful, honest. The decay of marriage that became stagnant over time. Husband was happy with how...
He's giving the plot.
No need, sir. We know you understand your reason, but Debola, thank you very much. And good evening, guys. This is Raymond from Jabi. The movie I won't like to watch twice is The Pursuit of Happiness.
That's emotionally draining, right?
I watched that movie 3 times.
But I would watch it.
I've watched it plenty times.
That movie ginger me free. One of the things that helped me.
It was inspiring. It was inspiring.
It was inspiring.
Yes,
you're saying it was inspiring.
It was inspiring.
I'm just trying to remind you that I gave you an idea that we should do movies that inspire you to make a decision.
Because we never turned that road.
And he said it inspired him to move ahead in prime time. This is what. Focus next week.
I said.
See how he's doing.
I said movie was inspiring. Did I say inspired me to do anything?
But he did. He just said that now. Biggie said that.
That was inspired him.
Inspired him. He was going through, you know, this tough time.
I think the listeners should vote.
Just for my
I don't know if he comes back here to say, I didn't get the name of the movie you just talked about, that don't want you to do drugs. Requiem of a Dream.
Spell the Requiem, because
I don't know English.
R-E-Q-U-I-E-M. Requiem.
L-O.
You get it. Okay, more messages here. And Johnson said, the Lion King cartoon version is so emotional that I can't watch it again.
What?
Catch your line.
The Lion King.
Which of them?
You know what? I think he has a point. Because there was a part, and the part that I...
Lion King.
Lion King, just let me explain.
Have you done Lion King 200 times?
You know that part where Simba is, I think, the father had to save him.
Yes.
Even I was like, why is the AC so loud here? You know, my eyes were just itching. I wasn't crying.
They were sweating.
They were, you know, indoors. You know, the air can be dry.
Well, so, still on WhatsApp, this one is saying, good day, Ini from Lube. One, when they see us. Oh, yeah,
that's
I watched when they see us.
It's provoking.
You know, it was not emotional.
Just makes you upset.
No, it was. I can get why somebody will not watch it again. Somebody like Princess. I remember during lockdown. Now, I gave Princess the series to watch. Princess cried from the room up to where she came outside, like she was collecting something from a colleague, and she was like, she was talking. I was like, what's wrong with Princess? I said, Princess, so she now turned and looked at me.
You see the way they do those boys.
I didn't know how to laugh or to sympathize.
Well, Ini is saying Bird Box, and I agree.
Yes, okay. Bird Box.
God,
fact, Bird Box.
Burn the movie.
They should beat all of them that made that movie.
Beat, tie them, put them on the roof.
Half of a yellow sun.
No, I'm going to stop you right there. I'm going to stop you right there.
Read the book, yes. The movie, no try.
Yeah.
Well, they used our own Genevieve to do Waka Pass in that movie. That was one of the things that pained me in that movie.
You know what made me laugh? Waka Pass. Onye Kaunwenu had more role than Genevieve.
It's connection.
Guys, we're really running out of time, but the message is here, and God, we'll try and take them as fast as we could. Endurance from Airport Road said, I can't see Exorcism again. That one passed horror.
In fact, that was a different level of horror.
Hey. If we start talking about horror movies, like, in short, horror movies that I can't watch again, but
even Ini from Zagreb said, all horror movies, she can't see them again.
Tom from Lifecam says, this is
Cloud Atlas. You see, Cloud Atlas is like 4 hours long too. The one with Halle Berry and this, it was directed by the Wachowskis. That movie long, and because of the philosophical nature of the movie, but it can be confusing. I had to see it 2 times for me to like, oh, okay, I get it, you understand. Okay, sure. And then he went on to say, he said it had a great cast, wonderful story, but man, it was a long movie. Bless y'all. Okay, more messages.
Miracle in Cell number 7. I cried my eyes out. Uche from Kubwa says.
Good afternoon, Obina from Gogolada said, mine is Downtown Abbe and The Irishman. They are too long. I had to go to Wikipedia to finish the movies there. Yeah. Then also the Braveheart and Gladiator, because the lead actors died.
Mm. I watched those ones again and again.
Freedom.
Okay, Mama said here. Hi guys, John from Madela. Acrimony, very interesting, but I don't see the ladies suffering again. True. Drag me to hell. The end enjoyed me.
Annoying. You
did. Wait, he did enjoy the end. The end enjoyed me. Okay. After all the suffering, then he said, Artemis Fowl, I reject that movie in Jesus' name. I don't want to see. Okay, talking about Acrimony, so I don't want to see that lady suffer again.
I wouldn't watch it again. Idris Aliyu from Dise says, I won't watch sometimes in April. Too many killings.
Chinese Mike here says, movies that I can't watch twice include Avengers Endgame, Deadpool, and The Notebook.
Focus.
What?
You've seen Endgame like 15 billion
my brother,
times.
I don't want that movie. Yeah,
and then that scene where they were coming out, you know, they bam, 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 bam. You've seen it like 1.50 billion.
No.
Architect John says, good job, guys. Legacy 1, 2, The Assistant. Thank you, Architect John. And he says, thanks to Focus. He was the one that sweet talked me to watch them. Jippers Creeper.
See, I love the movie because of how, in short, I don't need to explain, I shall love the movie. Let's just move on. And Sam from Kubwa said, my list is the Disney Inside Out cause of the scene where the elephant dies. Too sad. Once upon a time in Hollywood was good but too long. Then also the Irishman. Then he said, snake on a plane. I've never seen so much snakes ever. And I hope I will never see it again. Also, the assistant. Okay, we have a voice note. How many voice notes? We just take one, shall we? Too much. Let's see what this person has to say.
Nobody.
Oh,
absolutely nobody. Like nobody. Focus. We just come and just say, who has seen Casablanca 1918? Who have seen Gone with the Wind 1520? Hey, God, Ancient of Days, Baboni Baba, we are seeing you. Continue.
Ancient of Days.
Wait.
He has a list. Over 3 months now. Yes. I'm still watching The Irishman. Like, the size of the movie alone is really giving me stress. The length alone is like dip my head in. Like, I don't know what to do. Like, I'm like, when am I going to see this movie and everything like that? Yeah, so I'm still watching The Irishman. The one movie I will never see again. That movie traumatized me. So it's not bad. Yes, that would be so traumatic. Yeah, like the person that even thought of that movie needs help. Person needs Jesus and sanctification. Person needs to go and get their mind washed, get their thoughts washed. Everything about them should be washed and soaked with the blood of Jesus, because I don't understand what the person, because person was even thinking to think of such cruelty, such evil, such mean. God of mercy, have mercy on my soul and on his soul.
But it's true, focus. What? I'm afraid of measuring movies around you. You're always relating it to a 1942 movie or you kind of make me they feel small.
But you are small.
Focus, wait. Focus, wait. A Wrinkle in Time. Just say something.
God forbid, I will never watch that movie in my life again till I die.
In
1920.
Dami says another movie he doesn't want to see is Jack Z. Too much bad language.
Very nonsense movie.
I love that movie. I would see it.
It's a terrible movie.
This is what I was saying.
No, I won't.
People that like extreme
comedy. Okay, more messages here. Wow, it's already 4 o'clock. Chinedume just said the three movies are my three movies are Monster by Charlize Theron and United 93 and Passion of the Christ. That's called sin. My heart can't take a rewatch.
Yes.
Then another movie is 172 hours. The James Franco movie where he was stopped.
Yes.
Now had to cut his own.
The guy had to cut his arm. In fact, he had to cut his arm off with a butter knife.
Why? Butter, that was,
do you know how difficult it is? Because that's all he had. He only had one arm.
Where was he cutting it off?
Because he
was stuck between a boulder and two rocks. So he couldn't move the hand. He was shouting.
Okay,
so far.
Whoever made that movie
is that
Danny Boyle.
I love the movie. I love the concept.
He had to use a butter knife to remove his hand. And guess what? It's based on a true life story.
It's a true life story.
That's
why I love that movie.
I'm sorry. You and I have we seen butter knife. Butter knife cut bread?
You know those little knives.
Those small knives. That you know if you buy those small this thing that have opener, screw this thing, small have, tiny knife.
So they even get two sleeves.
Swiss now with a hair.
Swiss army pack.
That tiny.
Yes, how did it go through the bone?
My brother. Imagine
when he got to the nerve. You know.
So that scene alone.
It's very inspiring.
We see all your messages, but we cannot take any more. Thank you very much for being a part of this show. We love you very much. But please go to Popcorn and Raise on Twitter. You will see us there. Go and continue to drop your list. We'll continue to, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, on behalf
of every Southeast person who is Igbo, your accent is terrible.
Thank you very much. Yes,
no,
I agree.
I agree that
I know I tried, but you know, enemies will always be jealous. But no problem.
But
thank you very much, guys. All you who commented on Instagram and you who called, Chigozie. Your voice note just wanted to keep everybody with love. Thank you very much for being a part of the show. But right now, we are, going to enter into Soundtrack Hour. But follow us on our social media platform. Thank you very much. We're almost at 2,000 on
YouTube
on our subscribers. Okay. So thank you very much. But right now, we were singing one song. What? I want to use the song to close.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That's you.
Sound of Music.
No.
I'm not playing Sound of Music.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Okay, so before we go, so sorry. I you know I printed this list.
We don't have
no.
Thank you so much for coming.
Emma,
God bless you.
Calm down. I have Emma.
Never.
Artemis Fowl. Kissing Booth 1 and 2. Jesus, Don't See It. A Wrinkle in Time. John Wick. That's for you. Just mad you. Atomic Blonde. Arrival. See, is it La La Land? It's just so annoying. Because if we come down now, let's come down now. Because you know, I'm a person that should enjoy La La Land, but I hated
it. Your hat is on too tight.
We have off your mic.
Enjoy movies from the movies on Soundtrack Hour
on 96.9 Cool FM.